Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not! A 19-year-old guy named Tyler and an 18-year-old guy named Owen. They're friends, and they went to Taco Bell drive-thru in Stuart, Florida last month. Now, this is where it gets weird, because they paid for their food. Everything was fantastic, but the people at Taco Bell said, hey, can you pull up there a little and park while we wait for your food? And we don't want to hold up the rest of the people that are behind you. So maybe they had a big order. We're not really sure how much stuff they ordered, but they refused to pull over. They said they didn't care about all the cars behind them. They wanted their food and they wanted it next.
That's right.
Then they got in an argument with the people at Taco Bell who told them to move. Somebody called the cops. The police got there. When they got there, Tyler and Owen were running around the parking lot, throwing things and yelling obscenities at people. So they got arrested.
What else are you going to do? There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't do that, especially when you have meth and heroin in your car, because the police searched them and found all that stuff.
Well, is it really their fault?
No, it isn't. They just wanted Taco Bell.
That's right.
If they could just get some Taco
That's
Bell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Feel good about yourself, because at least you're not a 33-year-old guy named Ariel Contreras. Oh. Ariel broke into a car in Pasco, Washington about 1:30 on Monday. Now, somebody spotted him and confronted him. So, he did what anybody did. Just breaking into a car, he ran. But he left something behind. Ariel didn't want to leave any fingerprints, so he wore gloves. And when I say gloves, of course, I mean a big pair of Hulk hands. You know, the big green pair of Hulk hands that are balled up into a fist? I'm not sure how you're going to break into a car like
that. That our children wear?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently had those on, which is why he probably couldn't get into that car in the first place. Anyway, it also had some information on him, like his name.
Mm.
So first of all, who owns Hulk hands? Second of all, if you do, who writes your name on it if you're not five?
Dorks.
Well, the police found that. They also know that he lives down the street. They tracked him down, and they arrested him because he's dumb. Yeah. So if you're going to commit that crime, you deserve to go to jail. That's all I'm saying. Feel good about yourself, because at least you're not a 29-year-old guy named Zach and a 20-year-old girl named Holly. They're from Rockport, Texas, and last week they wanted to go skinny dipping in the ocean.
Oh, I love that.
Who doesn't want to just take their clothes off and run down to a public beach and go in?
Especially like in the ponds. Have you ever gone?
No, that's disgusting.
Really?
Skinny in a pond?
Right.
With all that stuff and snapping turtles? No.
Fine.
Anyhow, they thought it would be a fun night to go to the beach, pull over, and do that stuff. Well, they didn't realize there was a wedding that was going on right on the beach that night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know how they didn't know there was a wedding, because this says there were 500 people on the guest list and all the bridal party. The couple took their clothes off and ran right through the wedding, down the aisle,
Woo-hoo!
Through the two people that were getting married, and jumped into the ocean. Of course, all the guests were aghast. The bridesmaid were so furious they had to call the cops. They were arrested for disorderly conduct, but that's at least a wedding to remember. Hey, remember when we were getting married and those two people ran in front of us? Feel good about yourself, because
at least you're not
a 43-year-old guy named David Helminski from Fort Myers, Florida. Now, he was in a 1993 Toyota Corolla. And there was a dead-end street. I don't know if you know how Florida works, but in every neighborhood, they're split by these canals. And there's a lot of alligators that live in these canals, but they're all over there because the rain doesn't really go anywhere. They got to wash it off into the ocean.
Right.
And on the other side of the canal is the street that you could look like it would continue, but it doesn't. You have to go around. Well, old David didn't want to go around, even though there was a bridge one block away that could have gotten him around. He looked at the situation and said, you know what? If I floor it, I could jump this embankment, jump this 25-foot thing here covered in alligators and water, and get to the other side and get to my place on time.
Done.
So he backed up, revved the engine, and went full throttle. Did he make it? Of course he didn't, or he would not be in this segment. He landed right into the middle of the canal and lost his car and lost everything inside. He's lucky he didn't lose his limbs, because there are, like I said, alligators that live in there that love to eat you. So, he is now in jail and he doesn't have a car. Oh, and by the way, he was also drunk. Police think that alcohol may have played a role. They gave him a breathalyzer and found out that he was drunk, and that's why he decided to do those dumb things. Not good.
A lot of dumb people come from Florida. Look at me.
You're not from Florida.
I live there. I went from there to Chicago to here.
I lived in Florida too. What does that say here?
We're dumb.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.